This is. It's Froggy on Coruscant. A Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Snowy Egret and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Coruscant Guard. A good Palpatine is a dead Palpatine. Implied referenced abuse. Coruscant Guard troopers deserve better. Blood and injury. Frogs. Humor. Fix it. Alternate universe. Canon divergence. Author's notes after the fic. When Thorn finds a small silicone frog in his empty cup of calf, he thinks nothing of it. It's kind of cute with its bulbous eyes, and it's fun to squish. So he leaves it on his desk in the guard commander's office and names it Cody. For no particular reason at all, except its bright orange color. Thyr steals it one day. He doesn't do it again. Who knew he would object to the taste of pickled onion juice in his calf? Certainly not Thorn. Cody the Frog is here to cheer Thorn up when he pulls 18 to 48 hours shifts. After 2 weeks, once Thorn realizes it makes him feel better, it becomes his constant companion, joining him on his rounds, hidden in his kit, and helping him stay calm in the face of abusive senators. He squishes it repeatedly to relax in his bunk after a tough day, and if he feels like slamming his head against his desk as he reads another senseless complaint, the frog's smile brings an amused twitch to his mouth. He's alone in the office tonight. Or is it morning already? And struggling to keep his eyes open. And he still has 2 forms to fill and a report to write. So he pushes his chair away from the desk and stalks into the tiny fresher to wash his face. The water is freezing. He opens the cupboard and grabs the box of stims, reaching inside blindly until his fingers encounter a familiar texture. Thorn peers inside the box. He'll deny it if asked, but his heart does a little twirl at the sight of a blue frog. It joins Cody on the desk. Not long after, Stone returns from prison duty and smirks. Another one? Cody needs friends, Thorn replies, hoping his glare is menacing enough. The Force provides. Should ask Hound. He found 3 of them the other day. Grizzer is good at sniffing them out. Thorn blinks in surprise and squints. Does that mean there may be more still hidden, waiting to be found? This is the best day of his life. Perhaps it was the best day of Thorn's life, but it was the beginning of an endless headache for Thyr. At first, the frogs are a rare discovery, a little speck of brightness in the guard's life, until a particularly shitty day when a violent riot leaves 10 troopers bleeding all over the medical wing. Fox tears through the barracks with his bucket on to hide whatever expression he's sporting, and Thyr leaves him be, choosing instead to support Scalpel and Medpack with their sudden influx of patients. He's not a medic, but he can provide first aid and hand them things. Finding a frog in a desperately empty medkit is not funny. To Thyr, at least. Thorn might be fine with it. One of the wounded, who looks like he's not old enough to grow a beard yet, lights up and holds out a trembling hand, eyes shining in delight. Commander, can I have it? He rasps, and Thyr's anger vanishes. He drops it in his open palm and watches as the shiny squeezes it with a wobbly smile.
Thanks, Commander.
Does it help?
Thyr asks, a little bewildered because he has seen Thorn do the same thing when he's in pain or frustrated. The kid hums, unable to nod.
It distracts me.
Ah. Fair,
Thyr acknowledges.
If it gives him something to focus on other than the pain, Thyr is all for it.
The thing is, it's only the beginning. Little by little, Thorn's desk is overrun. He's even sticking frogs to his lamp. Stone fears the presence of the little fuckers anytime he opens a box or a cupboard, because 1 time out of 10 they'll be there with their big eyes and stupid grin. And someone, either Thorn or Thyre, will beg him not to throw the thing away. Thyre apparently gives them to the CMO, which makes no sense, because Scalpel has a strong dislike of amphibians even in toy form. But Stone gives them all away regardless. The guard doesn't have many happy moments. Just because Stone doesn't understand doesn't mean he should begrudge them the joy of the dumb silicone frogs. That doesn't stop him from dreading their presence, but he forces himself to appreciate what they bring to the guard, whether it's novelty, stress relief, or some kind of lame treasure hunt. The shinies seem to be competing with Thorn for the largest collection of them all. He suspects Hound isn't far behind because he's cheating, and he's convinced Reese is keeping a few in a drawer. Hound refines Grizzer's training, so she doesn't chew on the frogs when she finds them. There's a surgeon requests to walk her, and Hound cackles when shinies who've never handled a massive attempt to keep her on a leash. Grizzer doesn't help them find more frogs. She's Hound's girl through and through, after all. There's a purple frog in the planter by the door of Senator Organa's office.
They're no longer contained,
Thyre hears on his comm. He turns to look at Stone, and behind, with his helmet and Senate-ready pose, the man radiates horror.
We have to figure out who's doing this before it gets out of hand.
Thyre, who has now accepted his fate as a frog discoverer, believes it is already way past that point, though it's true that until now the frogs remained in the barracks.
Someone will get hurt,
Stone insists, when Thyre doesn't respond. Thyre bites his lower lip and sighs.
Yeah.
Stone is right. If the wrong senator finds a frog, they'll blame the guard, even if they haven't seen a clone put the frog there. And unfortunately, the wrong senator is 90% of the Senate.
Okay, I'm with you.
How hard could it be? Thorn has named his 212th frog Kenobi, which causes Stone's face to go through all the hues pure mortification can create. Sweet revenge. He has enough work to do without having to help his fellow commanders with their investigation into the frog dealer. But Thyre guilt trips him by explaining what they found.
They're correct. It could lead to disaster.
Can't be a shiny, Stone says, looking at the list of current guardsmen.
They need access to everything, Thyre points out. Jack, maybe? He's always bored.
Who isn't? Thorn grumbles.
I'll keep an eye on him.
Who else? Finding a minute to spare for an independent investigation is hard enough with the type of schedule the guard has. Never mind 3 commanders. Which means they're slow. Too slow. When the worst happens, it's beyond anything Thorn could have imagined. He wakes up after barely 3 hours of sleep, downs a cup of caff and a ration bar, and walks past Fox's office, stopping in his tracks because the door is open despite Fox being away on Senate rounds.
There are too many confidential documents here, and Fox would never be so careless.
So Thorn steps inside with a hand inching toward his holster.
only to find Fox tossing frogs at the wall. They stick to the surface like dozens of multicolored pimples.
Are you done with rounds?
Thorn asks. Fox never finishes early, and he never returns in such a relaxed stance, doing nothing but throwing toys around. Fox is either working or napping, nothing in between. That's why his temples have gone gray. Thorn's curls are graying too, but that's not the point. Fox doesn't look at him. Another frog reaches the wall.
Apparently.
The last frog slides down to the floor.
Do you need a medic?
Thorn hasn't seen Fox gather frogs before, and a suspicion forms.
But that would be insane. Fox wouldn't leave frogs in the Senate. Or would he?
Nope. As if picking up on his thoughts, Fox smirks, and the glint in his eyes has a new edge bordering on insanity.
What if he's losing it?
Vod, you should go to bed, Thorn says.
Nah, can't miss it.
He squishes a frog between his fingers.
Miss what?
Fox throws the frog at Thorn. The frog sticks to Thorn's pauldron.
The chaos,
Fox says, sitting up.
By the way, we're on lockdown.
Thorn chokes on his own spit.
What?
Uh-huh.
Council's orders.
The loud noise of armored boots startles Thorn, but it's only fire and stone.
Fox, what's going on?
These two were supposed to be out, too.
You were recalled?
Thorn asks.
Everyone was. Never seen the dorm so full.
Thar chimes.
So much snoring.
Thorn glances at his brothers, at Stone's sharp intake of breath. Thorn glances at his brothers, at Stone's sharp intake of breath, and follows his line of sight to the bucket on the floor by Fox's ratty couch. It's half full of frogs, with a good portion of them stuck to the wall. There's so many of them, he has won the contest, if there was one.
It's you,
Stone hisses, eyes wide.
What?
Thayer says, and Stone points at the bucket.
The frog dealer!
Fox's grin is that of the very unhinged, and Thorn feels laughter bubbling in his chest.
You, I don't even know.
Stone pinches the bridge of his nose, and that's when Thorn notices Fox has blood running down his neck. Fox realizes that at the same time, touches the blood and looks at his fingers.
Huh. I guess it hurt a bit.
Stone swears. Fire calls a medic, and Thorn stares. The blood is fresh.
Did you hit your head?
Not really, but there was an explosion, Fox replies.
What?
Stone yelps.
Poor Stone.
Thorn picks up a frog and hands it to him.
Squish it. It helps,
he offers, and Stone does.
Fox, what's really going on?
Fox giggles.
Giggles? What the fuck?
Then he drops a bomb, and Thorn doesn't know what to do.
The Chancellor is dead.
The Chancellor was a Sith, who exploded in his office in Fox's presence after swallowing a silicone frog hidden in his tea.
Fox has been under investigation by the Jedi Council for a total of 2 minutes before being asked to keep the guards safe in the barracks while the Council deals with the fallout. The laughter Thorn is holding can't be contained anymore, and Fox pelts him with frogs while Scalpel rushes in with a disapproving frown. It feels like everything will be all right. And isn't that odd to think about?
There are 999 silicone frogs in the guards' barracks.
Sometimes, Fox is tempted to ask the council if they found the last one in the fleshy, bloody mess in the Chancellor's office. He doesn't. What he does instead, when the war is over, his brothers are free, and the Senate drowns under corruption and sentient rights abuse lawsuits, is buy another bucket of frogs to brighten the day of the residents of the Jedi Temple.
The end.
Atha's Nuts. Written for Ash in a Burrito. Heavily inspired by Tiny Plastic Babies Amazon Review. Link to Reddit or Amazon Reviews in the Podfic metadata. Tiny Plastic Babies. Brand, Fashion Clubs. Mini Babies, 200 pieces. 1-inch mini plastic babies. For baby shower, ice cubes, game, tiny babies, baby party favor, supplies, decorations. Amazon's choice for Mini Babies, 1,000. 5-star review, verified purchase. Yes. Reviewed in the United States on January 7, 2021.
I bought these so I could hide them everywhere for my fiancé to find. At first he thought it was a charming new bit of mine. He thought I only had one or two of these tiny plastic babies. He thought wrong. Hearing his deep, exhausted sigh, followed by, "Oh my God," because he has found baby number 175, has brought me more joy than I could ever describe. The fear in his eyes when he opens anything because he is expecting a small plastic baby has produced more serotonin than you can imagine. He is a broken man. I have destroyed his hope of living a life free of tiny plastic babies. We will be finding these for the next 70 years.
I will purchase these again. 30 people found this helpful.